This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin debating President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion corona relief package Thursday after agreeing to phase out payments to higher-income Americans in a compromise with moderate Democratic senators. The Democratic-controlled Senate is scheduled to reconvene at noon when it will consider a motion to launch 20 hours of debate on the massive bill. Republicans' response to the motion will likely be an early indication of the steep opposition the bill faces in the chamber. Security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, scene of a deadly assault in January, after police warned that a militia group might try to attack it on Thursday. Thursday is an important day in the calendar for some pro-Trump conspiracy theorists. March 4th is the day when they have claimed that former President Donald Trump, who was defeated by President Joe Biden in the November 3rd election, will be sworn in for a second term. March 4th is the date when U.S. presidents were inaugurated until 1933. The U.S. House of Representatives has also passed a flagship election reform bill that would update voting procedures and require states to turn over the task of redrawing congressional districts to independent commissions. The Democratic-controlled House passed the measure by 220 to 210 in a mostly partisan vote. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to keep taking COVID-19 seriously after the governors of Texas and Mississippi ended mask mandates in those states. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing, as well as upping the number of Americans being vaccinated. This is VOA News. Police in Myanmar broke up demonstrations in several places with tear gas and gunfire Thursday as protesters took to the streets again undeterred by the rising death toll in a crackdown on opponents of last month's military coup. The incidents followed the bloodiest day so far since the military overthrew the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, with the United Nations Special Envoy on Burma saying 38 people had been killed on Wednesday. Thailand's military on Thursday said it was not behind a network of Facebook accounts that the social media giant took down on the grounds they were using deceptive behavior to influence public debate, marking the first time it had taken down Thai accounts alleged to be linked to the government. Facebook said on Wednesday it had removed a Thailand-based network that included 77 accounts, 72 pages, and 18 groups on Facebook, and 18 accounts on Instagram, citing coordinated, inauthentic behavior. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday the latest problems surrounding Brexit and Northern Ireland could be solved with goodwill and common sense. The EU promised legal action on Wednesday after the British government unilaterally extended a grace period for checks on food imports to Northern Ireland, a move Brussels said violated terms of Britain's divorce deal. Northern Irish loyalist paramilitary groups have told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, meanwhile, that they are temporarily withdrawing support for the 1998 peace agreement due to concerns over the Brexit deal. While the groups pledged peaceful and democratic opposition to the deal, such a stark warning increases the pressure on Johnson, his Irish counterpart Michael Martin, and the European Union over Brexit. A Japanese billionaire has launched a search for 8 people to join him as the first private passengers on a trip around the moon with Elon Musk's SpaceX. He had originally planned to invite artists for the week-long voyage slated for 2023. And the latest heavy-duty launch vehicle prototype from SpaceX soared flawlessly into the sky in a high-altitude test blast-off from Texas, then flew itself back to Earth to achieve the first upright landing for a Starship model. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.